AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the only way to bring an end to the violence in the Middle East is to work out a two-state solution. The violence continues between Israel and Hamas. Psaki was asked if President Biden would broker a two-state solution.
It is going to require both parties wanting to engage in that and wanting to have a discussion about the path forward and who would be the point person from this end. We're certainly not quite there yet. It will be up to both parties to decide if they want to move forward on that pathway.
More vaccine doses are going to be shared with the world by the United States.
20 million doses authorized for use in the United States to help countries battling the pandemic by the end of June.
Jen Psaki says the U.S. is sharing a lot of doses.
This is in addition to sending all of the manufactured AstraZeneca vaccine doses overseas during May and June, as soon as these 60 million doses are cleared. So that is a total of 80 million doses.
The administration has yet to announce how they will be shared or which country will receive them. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says vaccinated New Yorkers can ditch their masks even indoors. The New York City Marathon is coming back, and Radio City Music Hall will reopen to vaccinated audiences. Masks will still be required for everyone in certain settings, like schools and nursing homes in New York. Florida politician Joel Greenberg pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors as part of a plea deal. Greenberg emerged as a central figure in the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation into Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Gaetz was not mentioned in the plea agreement or during the court hearing. A judge ordered a Colorado hunting guide, Patrick Montgomery, accused of assaulting a police officer during the Capitol riot, to be placed on house arrest after prosecutors say he violated the conditions of his release by having a gun and shooting a mountain lion. This is AP News. A Los Angeles jury is back in court after more than a year in the case of a New York real estate heir, Robert Durst, charged with killing his best friend.
The length of the break in the trial is unprecedented, according to Durst's lawyers, who say it's the highest profile U.S. case postponed because of the pandemic. It took nearly 15 years for police to arrest him and another 5 to bring him to trial. Then after just 2 days of testimony, jurors were sent home because of the coronavirus. The 78-year-old pleaded not guilty to murdering his friend Susan Berman, who was shot in the back of the head in her L.A. home. Prosecutors say he silenced Berman before she could tell police she helped him cover up the killing of his wife, Kathy, in New York in 1982. I'm Julie Walker.
An evacuation order remains in place for parts of a northwest Iowa town, Sibley, as firefighters work to put out a burning train after weekend derailment. About 47 trains derailed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.